Hallelujah. Amen. Ah, all right. Praise God. Okay. While we are still standing, with so much honor, I'd like us to help me celebrate my fathers who are seated here. Thank you. That is, thank you. Such a great honor. Amen. Each time I have the privilege to minister before fathers, I consider it a very great privilege, sir. Thank you for permitting us to fly high in your presence. Amen. Can we celebrate our daddies one more time with so much honor? Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you. All right. While we quickly bless God, I came with some of our pastors. Pastor Julius is here with me. Celebrating. Came also with Adura. Thank you. And I came also with Nakale, which will be coming to the front to help me lead a few songs. Please keep celebrating him. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you. Is it possible to get a mic for him? So we worship God both in Hausa and English as God would permit us. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Lift your hands wherever you are and give God praise.
Thank you, Lord. Menai dakasoni haka. Abande afigo dia shinizambaka. Abande afigo dia shinizamba. Wherever you're standing, can you just lift up your hands to the Lord and just bless him for his love that has found us even while we are undeserving. That's what the song says. Menai dakasoni haka. Menai dakasoni haka. Menai dakasoni haka. Abende afigo dia shinizamba. Abende afigo dia shinizamba. Can we try it together? Menai, menai dakaso. Ya Yesu menai dakaso ni haka. Menai dakaso ni haka. Abende afigo dia. Come on. Abende afigo dia shinizambaka. One more time. Simenai menai dakaso ni haka. Menai dakaso ni haka. Oh my, menai dakaso ni haka. Afigo dia shinizambaka. Afigo dia shinizambaka. La 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 la. It's very simple, that's all it says. La 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 la. La 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 la. la 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 la
your love. We've done absolutely nothing, but your mercies, your grace has qualified us. We give you praise, Father. We bless you. We bless you, the Ancient of Days. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Hallelujah. All right. God bless you. You may please be seated. Nakali, you might just stay here. Let's be seated. Amen. I think it is very important I state the fact that I am very privileged to be here. And I will tell you the reason why. Particularly because this is the church where I met Christ in new life. Yes. And it was in a youth meeting like this in Kastina Malufashi, 2007, that I received the Holy Ghost for the very first time. That's 13 years ago. I don't know the youth president then. If I see him now, I might not be able to recognize him. But I wish one day I would see him again. It was when he laid hands on me that I got baptized in the Holy Ghost for the very first time. So it's a very, very big privilege to be back home. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where we think we operate, and I believe I'm also speaking to all those who have been raised in this church. The elders will say that a river that forgets its source will dry. Uh-huh. And I want to really bless God for the great things that He's doing in this house. Glory to Jesus. My pastor then in Kano, Pastor Mike Ami. Yes. I remembered how we will gather teenagers. They will teach us. We call it 17 fundamentals. After Art of Man class. And I like to run away from out of man class because my father was the teacher. And all the bad things we have done from home, he will mention them in the class. And it's such a joy that we have not left the God of our fathers. We are still serving the same God passionately. I believe there are viewing centers everywhere, including Kano. And I have most of my childhood friends, my disciples, my teachers, from children class. And they are still burning for Jesus. And we give God praise. Amen. I've been given a very, very serious work. And I believe that the work God wants me to do in this meeting is to, out of His mercy and privilege, chart a prophetic course for the meeting. That's the responsibility that comes with starting. And I want to bless God for the leadership of the campus fellowship. I have one of my pastors here, Pastor Oni Isaac. He's my pastor. And I celebrate grace. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right. The Lord wants me to speak on the theme. Because I love details, I'm also following up on YouTube here. So to make sure that any complaints I can assist. So our leaders might have to help us. Amen. All right. I will be speaking into the theme of this meeting. And we have our text from the book of Psalms chapter number 40. Psalms chapter number 40. All right. So we pick our text from there. And I read. And I will say the things that God will have me say. And then we trust God for miracles, signs, and wonders. Can I hear a big amen to that? I said we trust God for miracles, signs, and wonders. All right. So, the theme is higher ground. Higher ground. So we pick our theme, our text, from Psalms chapter number 40, from verse 1. I read verse 2. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined to me and heard my cry. Handkerchief. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my steps. Alright, look at verse 2 again. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of a miry clay, and set my feet upon the rock. I'd like to read from Amplified Translation. If you have your Bibles in the Amplified, you may want to turn. Psalms chapter number 40. I read verse 2 alone. He drew me up out of a horrible pit, a pit of turmoil and of destruction. Out of the miry clay, from the slime, froth and slime, and set my feet upon a rock, steadying my steps and establishing my goings. Now, hear me. Please, I'd like to draw our attention prophetically. Higher ground does not just signify a place that is above sea level. The significance of higher ground is higher life. You must need to note that. And that's what I'm talking about today. The significance of standing on a higher ground is higher life. Let me say it again. The significance of standing on a higher ground is higher life. The advantage of a man that is in Christ is that he lives a life that is above normal. Are you following what I'm saying? The life of a man in Christ is not the life where we boast of our physical facade. It is a detailed life. Somebody say detailed life. Say it loud and clear. Say it again. Detailed life. That is a life that is consistently renewing from inside out. Let me show you a scripture quickly. Turn your Bibles with me if you have it. Romans chapter number 8. Let's journey together. Romans chapter number 8. Then from there we go see what Paul said to the Galatians. Romans chapter number 8, if you are there, say amen. Alright, let me start the reading from verse 11 so you can get it. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. I think I might need to reintroduce this new man in Christ. I remember I was traveling, was it last year? I was traveling to Akure for a meeting. It was on a Saturday night. I was so strong ministering from different meetings. So I slept in the car. When I woke up from the car, as I sat down, the Lord opened my eyes. And I saw a very strange being standing on the road. And it was charging with anger towards the vehicle. As the being got closer to the vehicle, stayed and could not do anything. So I smiled. And I told the person who was driving, I said, "Did you see what I just saw?" He said, "No." So I just said, "Just keep on driving." Let me say this. The life of a man who is in Christ is a life of authority over snakes and scorpions. If you want to look at the picture of what higher ground is, you look at the picture of the eagle and the snake. The eagle is a very great bird, powerful in his own territory. The snake, powerful predator in his own territory. But when the eagle picks the snake, the eagle does not fight the snake on the ground. It takes the snake into his territory in the air. Why? The skeletal structure of a snake does not allow them to swing their neck in the air. They can't strike. Then the eagle takes the snake from the realm of the snake and takes the snake into his own realm and use the beak to destroy the neck of the snake. Then throw the snakes down. Then goes back to pick it up again. If you fight the devil in the realm of the devil, he will beat you with experience. Please look up, everybody. There are many Christians who are joking with the reality of their Christian's life. The reason why many Christians are still alive is because senior demons don't have their time yet. They are just living at the mercy of the day they will have their time. They make so much noise, but they are powerless. The day a strong and unusually strong force decide that we want to deal with this one, the Christian is finished. Because it is not just enough to be in Christ. You must dwell where he dwells. Are you following what I'm saying here? Let me say it again. If you fight the devil in his own realm, he will beat you with experience. The most advantaged place for any believer to operate is on the higher ground. You know, there's something about having that touch with God. If imagine you wanting to cut a meat with a knife that is blunt, you will require too much effort and you will still not get the job done neatly. Failure to dwell on the ground where Christ dwells will wear you out. Many Christians are tired. We have no idea of the number of Christians who are in church, but they are offended. Many only say amen to prayers just so the pastors can be encouraged. Sincerely, they are tired. They see no reason to serve God again. Let me say this to you. The fact that the staff of Elisha did not work in the hands of Gehazi does not mean the problem was with Elisha. If the principles that works for other believers does not work for you, check your lifestyle. Are you following what I'm saying here? Lift your hand. Say, I dwell on higher ground. Say it loud and clear like your life depends on it. Let me say this to you. As the coming of Jesus. Now, please pay attention. The atmosphere has switched. This is a very prophetic meeting. As we keep approaching the coming of Jesus, the kingdom of darkness will be unleashing different strategies in the fullness of their strength. As we approach the coming of Jesus, the church is going to experience more hostility in the fullness of strength from the pit of hell. The devil is going to fight his last fight, knowing that everything about his kingdom depends on it. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter number 60 from verse 1. Turn your Bibles there. Isaiah chapter number 60 verse 1. Look at what the Bible said. Isaiah 60 from verse 1. Very popular scripture. If you are there, say amen. Arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people, but the Lord will arise upon you. Many Christians now can't tell the reason why their prayer life is grounded. And let me say this to you. Even if you like, attend 50 meetings without brokenness, none of them will deliver for you. Let me say it again. You may attend 50 meetings as a believer. It takes a man who understands that he needs help to get help. Heaven does not help those who help themselves. Heaven helps those who can't help themselves. If you are in this meeting, are you following what I'm saying? And you can tell. Now, by the mercies of God, I am standing here and showing you, I attended the youth meeting where I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I cannot forget. I joined bandwagon in that youth meeting there to go and watch football match. It was that same night I received the Holy Ghost. It was Elder Omojola that called me and said, You of all people. But a fire began burning then that has never stopped burning and cannot stop burning. Let me say this to you. Fire does not burn on its own. If you will not take diligence to supply what makes it burn, it dies. Are you following what I'm saying here? No fire burns on its own. There are many Christians who are still practicing believers but are dead. Still, you know, what the painful thing about this journey is that a man can be dead, but yet blessing lives. Are you following what I'm saying here? That's the painful thing. A man can be dead, is discouraged, tired, thinking of suicide, thinking of many bad things. The pastors come to the altar, is offended, wondering if what they are saying is true. But out of respect for church, out of respect for, you know, for the things of religion, this guy is dying, but yet still trying to please, the way I was brought up, when an elder comes and we recognize them, please, we'll celebrate daddy. We really celebrate him. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen. People of God, wherever you are seated, I want you to pray loud and clear in tongues. I don't know if you pray in the Holy Ghost here. loud and clear. Say it again. I climb the mountain of spiritual progress. My spirit man is not dead. Pray loud and clear in tongues. Loud and clear. Wherever you are watching from, I climb the mountain. My prayer life is revived. Now hear me. Amen. Amen. See, while our daddies, they've been running these races for decades. You are a young person here. When I say pray, and you are seated praying across any center, is trouble. You will, you see, your life depends on this. You must carry a sustainable fire that will never leave you. Say it. I carry that fire. I dwell on the mountain of spiritual progress. Emakatos, ilamakata, ekande okuta, sikum rebakoti, elamakwate rebaka. I dwell on that mountain. I stand steadfastly. Ekon tikam remokulatish, sikam rebakate, sikum rebakalateshta, ebakantokom remikilatia. Elamakate, ekelomakam rumokulatia, e shalemokom bilatakash. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Amen. Sit down, let me show you something. You will know the reason why I said you should pray. One of the things, hear me, one of the things that living in the realm of God does to you is that living in that realm brings you to a point of consciousness of the spirit realm. You see, the realm you dwell in is the realm you'll be conscious in the most. The man who is in the realm of God is conscious of spiritual activities. Amen. He's very conscious. For instance, a young man came to meet me. We're on campus 2010. And he said to me, he said, Pastor, I just want God to open my eyes the way God opens your eyes. I just want God, you know, to use me the way God is using you. And I prayed a very simple prayer for him. God will begin to open your eyes. You will see in the spirit realm. He got to campus. He was in the lecture hall the following morning, seated and writing as the lecturer was speaking. A girl came late to class. She came late. All right? And he stood up and said, oh, wow, no worries. See, people are standing. You're a lady. Don't worry. Sit down. I will stand. And as the girl sat down on his seat, the girl tapped him and said to him, how did you know? He said, know what? He said, how did you know? He said, know what? She said, how did you know I'm a witch? Now, hear me. This was the equation. When she was coming in, she saw his eyes was open, but he himself was not quickened to it yet. She knew something was on him that should make him identify her. But it was not there. And of course, he told her, get up, get out of my seat, get up, get out of my seat. And that night, she came after him in his dream and she was going to kill him. The girl eventually left campus for him. There are many believers that have been victim of unnecessary storms. They've been killed by small witches and wizards who will later go back and give their life to Christ. Now, the question is this. Why should a witch kill you? A witch, 9 years, 12 years old, finish you up. And they will call altar call following Sunday. Say, I want to give my life to Christ. They've wasted somebody. People of God, if you don't carry fire, you are finished. I've come to announce to you there's no other way. What did I say? People of God, what did I say? Say loud and clear. What did I say? There's no other way. The fire of God must come again. It cannot be business as usual.
Jesus cannot meet this weak church all over the world. There's no other way. There are people everywhere who have no intimacy with Jesus, but are representing him on the altar. The church will be defeated until we begin to have men back who have found their way to the cross. There's no other way. You know, it is amazing the rate at which many Christians are convenient in the midst of a fierce battle. Only few are aware that there's something going on, something deliberate, something really specific, something that is targeted at your soul. I keep asking, we go across different places, and you ask us, how many are aware that we're in the midst of a very serious battle? Let me ask you a question. When two nations are fighting, and one is on a higher plane, and the other one is on low level, which do you think will defeat the other? The one who is on the higher plane is more advantaged. More advantaged. The purpose of higher ground is victory. 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 That's why the Bible said, if this same spirit, the Holy Ghost did not choke Jesus. The Bible said it raised him up. So if this same spirit be in you, it will quicken your mortal bodies. That is, you are quickened, you are sensitive, you are alert, you are active. That is, you know the Holy Ghost can tap you to him. It's time to pray. Sensitivity. How many Christians have come to that point where, you know, I was teaching in a primary school at some point, before my NYSC, just beside my house. Let me just teach these children. And I remember how that on several occasions were writing on the board. And you know, and while writing on the board, I just know it that, oh my God, the power of the Holy Ghost has filled this entire building. I just know it. There's a strange presence, that the glory of the Lord is here. And while I'm writing for those children, I'm in tears. And on many occasions, I start hearing children. Nobody's preaching. Nobody's preaching. Nobody's playing any song. Nobody's doing anything. Just an atmosphere. The same way you can have a router here, and people can connect their Wi-Fi. Just the atmosphere. And I will look back, and all the children in the class, all children, will be on their faces, weeping and crying to God and the Holy Ghost, who told them that that presence is the presence of Jesus. If children can know him, how much more you? Many of us are not even aware that there is such a thing as deep intimacy with God. Very deep level of intimacy. Deep level of intimacy. That God can take you at a very tender age and take you into a deeper climax with him. You know, the Bible said in the book of Matthew chapter number 5, that blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. They that mourn, you don't mourn because you want something. You mourn because you have lost something. Blessed are the generation that realize that there's something I used to have and I no longer have it. The Bible said when you get to that point of acknowledgement, the comforter will be given, the Holy Ghost. I sense this so much burden that many of us have not established a very strong altar. Altar of incense, altar of prayer. With God enough. That is, the strength of all we are running with cannot stand the test of time. Except God comes and fan everything to flame
Except the Lord comes and help us. Except he comes and and realign us. And that's why I said, it does not matter even if a man attends 50 meetings. Until the day the man acknowledges the fact that he needs help, no help will come. I want to give you the next 2 minutes. You are here, hear me. You are listening to me online, hear me. You know, your prayer altar is dead. You are not on any higher ground. What did the Bible say? Jude, verse 20. Alright, but ye beloved, building up your most holy faith. Right? Doing what? Praying in the Holy Ghost. Meaning that as you pray in the Holy Ghost, you are rising higher. How can you tell me you are a sensitive Christian who don't pray? Christians who are sensitive but don't pray are only suspicious. And let me say this to you. Wherever there's suspicion, there's no sensitivity. In fact, the prophetic is hindered and stopped when there's suspicion. And many of us have not been able to operate in our prophetic destiny. And I'm seeing people here in the realm of the spirit who has callings and graces upon their lives that are not manifesting because you are refusing to break out. That is, the grace is there. Are you following what I'm saying here? The grace is there. Something had entered, but it is not manifesting because there's no atmosphere for the incubation. Put your right hand on your head, everyone. You say to God, my prayer altar is restored. Hear me, hear me. One of the major problems with religion is that people package when they are still dying. Don't package. What did I say? This is our Father's house. Jesus said, this house will be called the house of prayer. Okay? You are watching. You know. The significance of being here is that I know every minister of God is a representative of possibilities. I know you are here. This is the significance of graces. Every grace that stands on the altar to minister to you carries a possibility. That is, you may say, I will pray it when he is gone. He came with that possibility. That is when you should enter, not when he is gone. I was ministering somewhere, and the Lord spoke to me. This was 2011. The Lord spoke to me, there's a young man here. You are having 17 naira in your pocket, wearing red color boxers from so-and-so state, so-and-so age. Very accurate word. This, in here, so-and-so. You went to so-and-so street, slept with a girl whose name is this. Accurate word. And since then, the enemy has marked you. Come out. Alright? Nobody came out. You know, that moment when God gives you a word as a prophet, and it looks like you have not heard God. Nobody came out. After the meeting, as I was leaving, a young man ran towards me and said, Pastor, the word you mentioned that time, I was the one. I didn't know how to come out. Alright? I, with my good heart, wanted to pray for him. But the grace that was there while I was ministering had left. Why? God supplies it for the people. Do you get what I'm saying? Alright? This young man, of course, he was rusticated from school. He didn't graduate. But the last time I heard about him again, he's dead. See, when you are told to connect into a plug, all right, don't wait till they say up NEPA, you're not in law. You know, say, where is he? Can I connect now? You are hearing me now. I'm not saying come out. I'm saying while you are there. While you are there, God, I know. If only I are taking this spiritual thing seriously. cry to God for restoration. Restore, Lord. Restore. Restore, Lord. Father, my God, help me. Help me. Help me, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Restore, Lord. Restore back my hunger. Restore me, Lord. Jesus, help me. Father, my God. In Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. Now, let me show you something. Sit down. For instance, look up. For instance, let's say, I want to show you this to demystify a particular thought pattern in the body of Christ. I went for a meeting, and in that meeting, I came sincerely hungry for a very strong, let's say, prophetic grace. I came very, very hungry, sincerely panting for that, that God, if you will use me as a believer to see. For instance, I see whether with my eyes closed or my eyes open by the mercies of God. And a believer comes for a meeting and says, there's this grace that this man of God is carrying, and I'm trusting God in heaven that I will receive this same grace. Hear me. Hands were laid. Sometimes hands will not even have to be laid. Through hunger, the believer was able to break into that dimension, and it becomes so clear that there's been a release. A grace has come. Yeah. The fact that there is new manifestation does not mean the believer is on any higher ground yet. You can receive graces on lower ground. What will be the implication of this believer? In that prophetic grace, it will be the kind of prophetic vessel that receives sometimes either only one kind of things or once in a while. Have you been to meetings that there are believers that the only prophetic insight they receive is that there's somebody here who is eating in the dream? Sometimes you may think they are making it up. They are not. As much as they themselves at some point may be sincerely tired of receiving that word only. But because at the level and the frequency at which they are operating, the lower thing that they can pick is people eating in the dream. Somebody can come to them, greet them, and the fellow is going. And the fellow is going to embark on the journey to maybe have an accident and die. They are not having the depth enough to see that and say, don't go on that trip. You get what I'm saying? If the fellow eats in the dream, they will look at the fellow and say, you are eating the dream. They can pick small things, but not depth. Let's assume that believer is also a teacher of God's word. He will be able to teach. He will explain the letters, but the life will not follow it. Let me say this to you. You can succeed in, because the Bible is written in English, you can succeed through diligence. I've seen it. In putting some things, some Greek and Hebrew together. And then at the end of the day, the jotter is filled, but the lives of the people are empty. It is true. So the believer will be a teacher.
But he will notice that there's still a form of limitation even in that office. Let's assume that believer is a singer. That is when the songs become national anthems. You know when they start with this song. That is the next. This is the next one they will sing. Like the church can, if the sound goes up, you can even up them to echo it. We know. And there are believers that when they come, they may pick just one song. The Holy Ghost will rest upon it. And that one song may look like 2 million. True or not true? Yes. The issue is not the giftings. The issue is where they are operating from. Let me say this to you. What a believer is doing with his own secret life is what marks the difference between the gifted and the anointed. They are two different things. Do you get what I'm saying? Giftings may deceive, but the anointing is what shows the proof that a man is with God. Sometimes we receive impartations. We have them. We have something to show. But we are operating in the lowest cadre of those impartations. You see, believers, sometimes they can sincerely cast out devils. But before the devil is casted out, there will have to be about 7 of them. They will sing. Some will even go as far as pouring water. Some will go as far as using brooms. I've seen cases where people try to cast out devils and then the devil will not go out and they will say the spirit is a stubborn spirit. Some will go as far as saying the demon possessed should go on fasting and prayer. Jesus never said that this kind will not go out except the possessed person fast. He said except through fasting and prayer. He's talking about the vessel that we are to stay prepared. You don't go to look for how to shoot when you are ready in the battlefront. There are many people who carry graces, but they are operating in the lowest cadre of operations in that grace. They carry something. You know, particularly when a man is a man that used to have touch with God, and there are people who acknowledge him on the previous record of his touch with God, forgetting that this man, this is 2020, but his level of growth stopped in 2011, is 9 years behind the mark. There are believers who are here right now. I mean, in 2020, not necessarily in this church, but some might be here. But in the spirit realm, they are still in 2011 or 2010. That was the last time there was any significant progress about their lives. Are you following what I'm saying here? Yes. This is the reason why impartations can come in meetings. But because you refuse to change, impartations will not suddenly change your level. Every believer that wants to rise, there's a secret to it. We're going to read it now. There's a secret to rising from lower planes to higher ground. We are not just going to be picked up. No, sir. The fact that a man sings higher ground is not a gift. Can I say it again? Higher ground in the spirit realm, it is not a gift. It is a reward. If a man comes and he carries so much sharpness in the spirit realm, that is a blessing. Blessing lives with the accuracy of something he has as a result of alignment. That is not a gift, sir. And that's why you don't say preachers are gifted. You say they are anointed. Alignment is not a gift. I know there are some of you believers who look at some and say, why has God made these ones to be stronger than us? No, sir. God didn't make anyone to be stronger. They choose to align with God better. Let me show you how you rank the higher ground. Isaiah chapter number 40. Isaiah chapter number 40.
When there is new wine, there is new power, there is new freedom, the kingdom is here. I lay down my own. I carry your new fire today.
Can you lift your hands and sing that song?
Where there is new wine, there is new power, there is new freedom, the kingdom is here. I lay down my own flames to carry a new fire today. I lay down my own flame. I carry a new fire today.
Seasons marked by significant release of graces at different times. The one who is aligned will see it first. Because in the spirit realm, each season has a demand. As meetings are going on, there are prophetic shifts in every meeting. The shift is a significance of a new dimension of something that is now possible. You may be in a meeting, and now what is now possible is that those who have been in long episode of dryness, there is a release of water. You sometimes seasons are marked. Of course, you understand that the Bible said God makes his angels spirit and his ministers flame of fire. Seasons are marked by the activity of the new kind of angel that has been released to the house. And that's why when you are in the meeting, understand, even if you don't know the lyrics of the song, understand that it's just like about entering a car. You can't tell the make of the car, but the car should still transport you. Music are not there to entertain. They are there to carry you higher. Are you following what I'm saying here? They are there. Sometimes something is happening that the minister of God cannot communicate in words. And he, by the help of the Holy Ghost, brings forth a sound. And the sound is to fasten the adjustment of the people to something that God is doing now that words cannot capture. Let me say this to you. Words carries two things, spirit and their life. Music carries three things: spirit, life, and melody. And the idea is this: so they can provide a convenient channel where you can swim for you. So in every meeting, be sensitive. The most, hear me. The most interesting and important instructions of your life will not come in the days you have gone to the mountain to fast 40 days. They will come to your normal dwelling on the higher ground. The day a man just finished bathing and God is giving the man the most important instruction of his destiny. Now, the issue is this. The instruction will always come. But just like a signal that is transmitted, if the man does not carry the spiritual gadget to trap it, it will come, but he has missed it. If I bring a DSTV decoder here, and I bring a plasma TV and put it here, what you will say, or what a layman, sorry, not you now, what a layman will say is that they have brought DSTV, Nigel Wild, and so on and so forth. They have brought it here. But in real time, there has always been the signal here. there's just no material to trap it down. In like manner, in the spirit realm, there are always influx of information, influx of dimensions, influx of possibilities. A man will trap based on the one he has the spiritual alignment for. That's why you see that sometimes you go for a meeting, something is happening to some people, but not to all. They are connecting at different frequencies. The same God, but different administration. Are you following what I'm saying here? Lift your hands again. We're going to sing that song, When There Is New Wine. Kashati Krash.
There is new freedom. The kingdom is here. I let out my old flames. I carry your new fire today.
Your hands and pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hear me. There's something going on in the spirit realm across all centers. The Lord is lighting up the candles of men. He's setting fire on the candles of men. I see it literally in the spirit realm. The Lord is setting fire on the candles of men, reigniting them, reigniting people back to the passion they used to have. There is a reignition going on in the spirit realm. Akelata brabaka tikem remakilatia. Say ya kan de la ka. Hey, shele maka.
I carry your new fire today.
carry your fire.
There's a very significant communication of possibilities and liftings going on in the spirit realm. There's so much surge of communications of that which the Lord is doing. So much surge.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus.
Wherever you are watching from, I like to be very sensitive to that which the Holy Ghost is doing now, but very sensitive. And let this moment pass by. Connect. So much power. Amen. Sit down. Amen. Sit down for a few minutes. Just help her. I want us to be able to soak in. Don't worry. Sit down for a few minutes. Sit down. Just keep playing. You might just don't cause distraction. Don't worry. The rest, sit down. So much surge of God's power. Sit down for a few minutes. I want us to soak in the presence. We will not rush. Don't worry. Sit down. Akilata braha kilatish. Akisha de rakatiatish. Elana makatua shatika hatia. Pray the Holy Ghost while you are seated, people. Let's take it calmly. I want us to soak in the possibilities of God's presence here. Oh, no, what you console you be. Aye, oh. Abarala lewo. Be a song. Oh, Lord, what you feel more less. Shasho para. Alakbara, what you feel more less. Shoru. Nibi mole hayira iwa Abala lolo Iya shon Akilatika hatike Makilati ataka shatia Entikon braha kilatisht Ila makiatish Zene makrati Brahmakara kushiti Olorun wa to fi mo le sasobora Alagbara to fi mo le soru Nibi mo le aye aye wa Agbara la le wo bi e so Kapiti kapiti to da ye Fe 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 to da ohun Ẹyin lọba lórí ohun gbogbo kábíyọ akilatika hafita kashtefere ze kilata shatika. Amen. Now, in an atmosphere of spiritual transport. Don't forget we are transporting from a lower plane to a higher ground. Alright? One of the significance of that is that there are instructions that God had been waiting to give to you. Somebody's phone might be on. There might be instructions that God had been waiting to give to you that you are not sensitive to. While you are on lower planes, that as you begin to ascend in the spirit realms, all right, many things that God had been saying but are trapped will begin to rush at you. So pay attention to significant instructions. Are you following what I'm saying? Pay attention to what? Significant instructions. For some of you, God might be instructing you after this meeting, go on a retreat. Pay attention to it. Make sure grace does not just amen. In the spirit realm, every sound has a significance. It must be attended to with so much alacrity. Can we get help? Okay. Alright. You know I'm a sound engineer too, so very conscious of sound. Amen. Grace must never just rest on you. without you watering it in the place of prayer. That's the significance. Are you following me? That's the significance. I am calling for deep collect unto deep everyone's consciousness to the reality of God in the name of Jesus. Say that amen loud and clear. Now I said I'm going to show you how we climb on higher ground. Okay, we'll just manage. Thank you, sirs. Amen. Glory to God. Alright, Isaiah chapter number 40. I'll start the reading from verse 29 so you can get the picture. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagle. I've been reading this scripture all my life. I was always reading like this. That those that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. But the Bible did not say so. The Bible did not say they that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. It's a principle of cause and effect. They that wait upon the Lord, the effect of that is that their strength will be renewed. Are you seeing that? The effect of waiting is that strength will be renewed. How do we know that now you have new strength? New strength is not marked by new ability to do first. No. It is marked by a new ability to see first. Note it down, and I'll tell you why. In the spirit realm, strength is not characterized by the new thing you can do. It is characterized by the new thing you can see. And that's why in the book of Jeremiah chapter number 1, verse 12, after God had encountered Jeremiah, I'm going to show you also across scriptures, the question God asked him, Son of man, what do you see? The proof that you have entered into something new is that you must see something new. Are you seeing that? Yes. In the book of Ezekiel chapter number 37, Ezekiel was speaking. He said, the hand of the Lord came upon me and took me in the spirit into a valley full of bones. And behold, they were very many and very dry. And the Lord spake and said unto me, Son of man, can this bone live? God took him as he entered the realm of God to see something. The level at which you can see is the level of your strength. God will not allow you to see what you don't have strength to handle. That is, the level of your strength is directly proportional to the level of your vision. The level of your vision is directly proportional to your altitude. So, in the spirit realm, the higher you go, the stronger you are. Why? This is a battle that requires strategic vision. The Bible said we should not be ignorant of the devices of the devil. 2 Corinthians 10 from verse 4. From verse 3, the Bible was saying that though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. For the pulling down of every stronghold. Mighty through God. Mighty through God. Mighty through God. A believer who cannot see when the enemy is coming will be a victim of war. A believer who can't see. Let me say this to you. In this realm, strength does not enter through the mouth. In the physical realm, you have to eat for energy to come. In the spirit realm, strength enters through your eyes. And that's why Paul was praying that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. If light does not enter, you are weak. I'm praying for somebody here. You begin to see something new. Why do you have Christians who misbehave? Because they can't see anything. The level of burden and passion I'm running with is a function of what I can see. I keep recognizing every time that the body of Christ needs to walk We need to raise more soldiers. We need to raise more men. The coming of Jesus can be at any time. Any believer who is not expecting the coming of Jesus, his salvation should be doubted. Everything is wrong with that believer. It doesn't matter what his theologies are. If you can see right now in the spirit realm, by seeing alone, your posture will change. Look at John. John had been with Jesus throughout their life. He was the closest disciple to Jesus. He was the one that the Bible described that would rest his head on the chest of Jesus. But in Revelation 1, he saw that same Jesus and he cried and fell down as dead. Vision. There are many reasons why many of us are significantly cold. And that's not because we are not trying. But because, let me say this to you. Until God reveals something to you, you can never be consistent. In this realm, consistency is not a product of mere discipline alone. Consistency is a product of revelation. You will catch a significant revelation and you will know, I cannot afford to be cold any longer. Are you following me? As I'm speaking, wherever anyone is connected from, there is a discharge of burden to raise end time armies. None of us will be weak. Say that amen loud and clear.
Amen.
I said none of us will be weak.
Amen.
Let me say this to you. I'm not a guest. I can never be a guest minister in New Life. This is my church. This is where I grew up. Children, if you do children church from a church till you became an adult, that's your church. So I have significant burden for this house. By the virtue of the activity around me now, I ought to be nowhere now. Just be at home. You get what I'm saying? But there's a burden. Full of God, I want you to connect. There's so much, there's a shift of cloud. Now look at that scripture. If you wait upon the Lord, he said, look at it. You shall renew your strength. Then they shall mount up with wings like eagles. Who will mount? He did not say God will mount them up. Amen. He's back. I think I'm getting it now. If he tries this, I know what to do. Amen. They themselves. That is, when you are beginning to feel low, you are beginning to feel weak, you notice that the same dimensions of God are no longer there. There's something you know. It is a product of cause and effect. You know what to do to rise up again. These things are predictable. Don't let's make it a mystery. When you are feeling weak, you know you can lock yourself up for another 3-7 days. You get what I'm saying? With water and fruit, and you are back again sharp and on point. No believer should be convenient with running with a dead cutting edge. When things, you notice there are significant things you see. Those things are no longer there. This is the principle. You can rise yourself. The higher ground is climbable. Any believer in Christ can climb it. Meetings will bring us to a point where we will see the root. But beyond the meeting, every believer must decide to progress. The real progress of a believer is not measured in a meeting. It is measured what we do after the meeting. And I'm praying that this meeting will ignite a fire. Can I hear that amen again?
Yeah.
Can I hear that amen again?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I remember that youth meeting that we were when I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The youth president then, I really trust God I will still see him again. As at that time, 2007, can help me check the archive. And I just noticed that this man came in with an unusual anointing. My father is a pastor. I followed my father to go and minister in different places. I will see the Holy Ghost move. I will still go to party. I will act drama in church. After the drama, I will still go and join my friend. Very, very calm. Me, I don't make noise. I'm not the kind of person you see jumping up and down. No, I'm quiet. But the things I will do, I know them inside my mind. And I remember one service, one Sunday morning, we go to church. My father dropped everybody. He said I should follow him to Grand Park. When we were going to park, as I wind up the car, he said, he looked at me and said, if anybody asks if you are born again, what will you say? I said, of course. What will I say before? I'm saved. In my mind, I was like, leave me alone. This man, you use me to go and preach in church again. What's that? When I met Jesus, from that moment till now, it is very clear. There's never been a time you look at me and say, are you sure he has met Jesus? There's never been a time. Never been a time. I have no regrets serving him with my entire life. No regrets. This same Jesus has opened doors in different places for me. And he knows if those doors will not open, I will still serve him for the rest of my life. People of God, God is calling us to something tangible. A believer without an encounter is a believer without anchor. Let me tell you what encounter does. It's like every encounter you have is like a grip that is established on the rock as you are climbing. The idea is this. If the enemy becomes so violent and you fall, you are not expected to fall below your level of encounter. So it is dangerous living without encountering God. And that's why you hear some believers just fall from top to bottom. It's a lie. They were never at the top. You didn't get that. I pray for everyone as I round up. And I want you to, I'm going to pray. My prayers will be very simple, but there's going to be heavy dose of the presence of God. The glory of God is already very strong here. And I can perceive it so strong. We had a Zoom meeting. I was ministering from Ibadan, yeah, to Uyo, Pistis place. Myself, Apostle Mike Ovopo, P. Daniel, a few other ministers. I can't remember all now. I was in the house. Zoom. It was on Zoom. The power of the Holy Ghost filled, because they were projecting on TV, that entire place on Zoom. The church from Zoom. Everywhere was packed with people touched with the current of God's power. So, there's no limitation in the spirit realm. In the spirit realm, the one who is in North America is as close as the one who is here. Because God is not limited by time and distance. He's God, all by himself. That's why he's God. He's not limited by space. He's not limited by time. He is everywhere. I'm going to pray simple prayer, but to be characterized with every presence across all the centers. Rise to your feet. Those who are truly thirsty and hungry, join those hands together. I want to pray and ask God to release something. Just the keyboardist and the lead guitarist can keep playing. Thank you. Akilata Shakilabatia Toste. Join those hands together. Join your hands with your neighbor. You're watching online, you are there with your wife, your neighbors. Join your hands with them. There's about to be a mighty discharge. And now, let me say this to you. Amen. Let me say this to you. One of the significance of receiving from God is that you must be a child. If there's anything I've learned in God, is never to leave my childlikeness. We outgrow childishness, but we maintain childlikeness. And that's why the Holy Ghost can encounter me anywhere. And I'm ready, available. So be very sensitive. Your only consciousness should be to receive that which God is giving to you. Are you following me? That should be your consciousness. As you are joining those hands together, lift them up across the centers. Lift them up. Now, I have less than 3 minutes to leave here. The question is, what do you want? What do you think God can still do in the course of this meeting? Is there any dimension you have seen that you truly hunger and thirst for? Something you believe God can give. You have 30 seconds to communicate it. Akisha Vida Sikasha Miyantish. Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amen. Father, please, something strong is going to rest upon you. See power of God fall upon people. Just help them, leave them once you have helped them, and you just stay connected. Make sure nothing is distracting you from receiving. Oh, thank you. Father, I stretch my hands in agreement towards your people. We are all hungry and thirsty for you. I ask right now that there's a release of your fresh presence from the first person to the last. Let your glory sweep across every viewing center. Let your power erupt, Lord, right now. I ask, Lord, that the ones who have been cold before now will no longer be cold. The ones who have not been able to study will no longer be at that point. I ask that right now you baptize men with fresh fire, with fresh anointing, with fresh grace, in the name of Jesus. I ask that you will take men higher and show them new things, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now my prayers are always very simple. Just for you to know that as I was praying, something has dropped. Lift the hands you are holding. Now all eyes closed. I'm just going to tell God to map out 7 people that something tangibly had rested upon. Lift your hands just where you're standing. Don't hold any hands again. Just 7 of them that something had rested upon in the midst of that short prayer. Now, these 7 people, there's going to be a very sudden manifestation. Stay where you are, everybody. I'm going to count 1 to 7, and the Lord will identify you. Now, what you are receiving, take note of it. And don't despise it. And don't let anyone despise it in your heart. All eyes closed. 1, 2. There's a marking going on. They are marking the 7 people. 5, 6, 7. The 7 of them right now. Touch, 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 touch. Locate them. I release ministering angels. Identify the 7 of them right now by a mark of fire. Yes. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, by a mark of fire. Out of your belly flows rivers, rivers of living water. Let it break forth. Let that prophetic grace, let it be stirred out. Let that minister receive that utterance. Now, don't try to tame it. Just receive it. I'm not interested in people falling. I'm interested in substance. Substance. Something has rested on 7 of them. 7. 7. They were marked out just now. There's a welling out. Welling out. The glory of God is so heavy on those seven of you. There's a river gushing out from your inside. There's a river. I command. Let it break loose. Let it break. Break loose. Break right now. Let that dose of unction that has rested upon you from today never stop flowing. Let that river break loose. Let it break loose. Let it break loose. That fresh sight, fresh vision, fresh hunger, fresh insight. Let it break loose. Let the finger of God, by a mark of fire, identify those seven right now as I speak. Let the fire flow from your head to your feet. The same way mine has been burning for 13 years, yours too will keep burning and burning and burning and burning and burning. The significant fire you need to carry on is communicated in this meeting. You will never be cold again. Thank you, Father. Now, hear me. While I pray that prayer, you felt something. Don't stand, just help that lady. Just come. You felt something came upon you. Just step out here. Quickly, I don't have time. You felt something came upon you. Come out. I'm not going to lay hands on anybody. I just asked that question. I want to quickly pass something across. Thank you, Lord. Channels of my spirit open up. I am with the Father. Open up.
No boundaries, no limits. Open up. Let the deep cry out to the deep. Open up. Channels of my spirit, open up now, now, now. I am with the Father, open up. No boundaries, no limits, open up.
Amen. Now you are exactly seven. And the substance is knowing how to receive. That's what the Lord wants to pass across to you. Knowing how to receive. Knowing how to receive. Knowing how to receive. I might just need two ushers. Just join my faith. Just two ushers. Come quickly. A male and a female. Come. Join my faith.
Open up.
God is releasing.
Hey, I am with the Father. Open up. God is releasing the name of Jesus. Now there's no limit. Open up. Let the call. Let the I'm
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're outside, you can just take your leave. If you're outside, you can just take your leave now. Can we just stretch forth our hands to the man of God? God has used for us. That strength and grace is released more unto him. Please, you can help us with those that are outside. Can we just pray that grace is released upon the man of God, God has used. That in the name of Jesus, continually, doors of opportunity, all trans is given unto him in the name of Jesus. That he ministers more in simplicity and power in the name of Jesus. That continually is at the mercies of God in the name of Jesus. Can we just bless him from our heart? Just as you've been blessed, give unto him too. That in the name of Jesus, grace, grace, grace. He works exceedingly strong in the Lord. In the name of Jesus.
I will pray for the man of God. I will pray for the man of God. Even as he has blessed you, just pray. Just pray. Just pray. Father and our God, we bless your holy name. We appreciate you for your presence at this particular meeting. Lord, we thank you for your servant. Thank you for the release of power. Thank you for the release of the world. All that we are asking is that your glory will continue to shine more and more in his life in Jesus' name. The blessing we have received will be permanent in our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. We shall continue to soar higher and higher in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. For just a few minutes, and we are going to be, charging up our spirit man for just a few minutes before we close for today. A lot has been said concerning our lives. You know, I told you when we started that this is a journey. It's a journey, Kai. It's a journey. So we are going to be charging up ourselves just for a few minutes. We are going to be charging up ourselves in the spirit. You know, I just want us to just pray. Just charge yourself. Energize yourself more in the spirit. Just pray. Pray according to the spirit which you are receiving in your spirit. Just pray. Seal it up. What you have received, just pray and seal it up.
Out of our belly flows rivers of living water. Out of our belly flows rivers of living water. Just pray. Pray and seal it up. Pray and seal it up. Out of our belly flows rivers of living water.
This is the best.
Oh Lord, worship you. Thank you, Jesus.
This is the best.
Hallelujah, let me worship you.